everybody. Well, here we are, another BBS program, Creation Lightship Healing. And today is Friday. And the date today is June 24th. And we're in the year of 2016. So I'm going to clear the date here for everybody. And sometimes those numbers can get you. And if they have got you, then you might want to Google and look and see what happened in the past. Maybe go back a couple hundred years or something, maybe even more, just see what's going on. So here we go. Let's hear the dates. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And now we're going to clear a situation that you might be having. I guess you would be having it if you're having a situation, but it could be physical pain too. Here we go. So you just need to look at your situation and what you're dealing with, and we'll see how we can help you. So again, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next, we'll bring up the light beams on your monitor screen, so you should have those up already. And we're going to bring energy into them to go into your room, which will connect to you to bring in peace energy. And then you should be more into the present moment without being on timelines. And so if you're there, you're going to probably just listen to the show, and you might not remember too much. So you may want to jot down some notes. Because when you're in the present moment, normally you're not going to remember what's going on, you know, maybe after 5 minutes or something. So here we go. Let's energize the light beams. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Okay, we'll turn it over to Ann. Ann, are you out there with your headphones on and the microphone and got your hair brushed and you look really nice and everything?
I am, Ron. I just left hair and makeup, so I'm all dolled up, ready for the show tonight. You're listening to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. We're delighted to be here and to have you all here listening. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. If you haven't been to that before, you'll want to check that out after the show. You can send us a message during the show if you'd like, or at any time, actually, by clicking the fast chat button on the BBS radio page or going to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Any questions or testimonials about the healings are greatly appreciated. We'll probably talk about this more, Ron, but tomorrow morning, Saturday, June 25th, Ron is doing a very special healing call, which you can call into live. It's going to be 2 hours long, and in the first hour, Ron is going to clear us of heart knots, which, wow, just hearing heart knots, I think everyone probably knows exactly what I mean by that. And then the second hour, he's going to clear our brain, specifically the part of our brain that affects communication, I believe is how you said it, Ron. Is that correct about the brain part?
Yeah, pretty much so. Yeah, it'll be how your brain connects to your body and also how your spirit connects to both of those to promote healing. So, yes, that's what it's going to be for.
Wonderful. And what a wonderful sort of setup or, you know, pre-healing to do before the Monday call, which will be Monday the 27th at 5:15. Both are the times are Pacific time. So the Saturday call is 11 a.m. Pacific time. And the Monday restoration call will be at 5:15 Pacific time on Monday. Also a wonderful physical healing call. Both of those can be paid for by clicking the donation button on Ron's site. There are a couple of them, actually. The Saturday call costs $20, and the Monday call costs $50. So I hope that everyone who wants to join us on those calls will be there. I'm looking forward to them, I know. Do you agree, Ron, that everyone probably knows what heart knots are?
I would assume so. It's just whatever, heartache and things like that. So it's pretty simple.
Right. When you pay for these calls, you want to send your receipt to creationlightship@yahoo.com. Ron, I don't believe you've sent out any of the PIN numbers yet. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'll be doing that this evening.
This evening and even tomorrow morning, you'll probably send them out if they don't get there. So it's not too late to pay for that. And when you get your PayPal receipt, you forward that to Ron, again, creationlightship@yahoo.com, and he will send those codes out to you. So if you didn't get them yet, no worries, because you still have time. Okay, somebody wrote in a message about the Heart Knot call. Ron's last special conference call with the Heart Knot removal surprised me, because people's faces and energies were coming up, some like 40 years ago. Old boyfriends and family members that had hurt me. It covers so much. Thanks for this unique way to heal our hearts. I was always told that I had a big heart, and it has taken many hits. Thank you, Lesnar. Yeah. Could you talk a little bit about that, Ron? Because in this culture, you're so lauded for, just what this listener said, you have a big heart, or you're so kind, you're so generous. And then a lot of people who are inclined that way also ended up going deep into that and started healing other people. And, you know, you're just very giving. And so what is that doing to us, Ron, and how can the call tomorrow help us?
Boy, that's not good. What I think happens to people is that their sensory body gets overloaded. And so when that happens, and maybe your empathic body. So when you have a situation like that, then, you're having difficulties because you're taking on somebody else's energy. That's kind of it in a nutshell. And you may want to kind of back away from that, not take it on as much if possible. And I don't know where that even comes from, you know. I just don't have really an answer, because some people do it all the time. And they think that that's the way you're supposed to be, is, you know, being, in the flow with people's traumas and dramas, and it makes you feel like you're living, you know. So I don't know, you know, what else to say on it. It's just that you don't want to do it, because you're going to cause yourself physical problems. So that's just the way to look at it. So this call is going to help to release some of that stuff. And maybe you might be able to kind of relax into it and feel the energy and watch it leave you. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. And we have a letter, a very nice letter, came from a listener who's overseas. And they have some questions, one of which, you know, kind of ties into what we were just talking about. It's quite a long letter, so I can't actually read the letter. I think they'll understand that, but I'm going to just sort of hit the high notes here. They are learning from listening to you that to not trust people, not touch people. They unfortunately have to ride on public transportation in the city, and it's hard, but that they're learning. They're also pretty surprised by how uninterested their friends are in learning about you and Creation Lightship, and sadly, I think we hear that a lot. So one of their questions is, what will happen at Ascension time to all the good people on Earth? And you've talked about that before, but could you explain about, how we kind of see the world as, all the good people, you know, surely are going to ascend.
Okay. With the ascension process, you have it with your body, and that's what you normally talk about, as your body ascending. Normally, you know, they think people being beamed up or floating up into the clouds, you know, that's sort of what most people think of ascension, is leaving here. Your body's ascending. Well, It also works with your spirit. So both of these are very, very similar, although your spirit will leave probably more so than your body. Just through your spirit barcode, it's out of here at ascension time. Your physical body needs to be worked on because it's full of densities. So looking at it in a different way, light in a sense, destroy darkness. So if you try to take your body with your problems and everything else, the DNA in you, past judgments, to the light, the light will see that as an invasion, just like aliens are coming to it to invade it, and they'll terminate it. That's why you want to do your clearings to be able to get your densities released from you so your body can do the ascension. As far as getting everything out of you, I see that probably being impossible. But switching over to, what can be done for you, if you get, maybe a decent percentage of you, then the rest can be materialized. But just, bringing, like, your the tip of your little finger, because you cleared out it by doing one clearing, that's not going to help your whole body ascend, because it's just going to be your little tip of your finger. Now, the ascension that people normally will talk about, and we're assuming that the body now is leaving, the body now has a choice to either be dematerialized, put back into nothingness, or to go with your spirit and your body to where the earth spirit is going to be bringing forth its own manifestation. So that's the advantage, and that's why you'd want to do that, because you could be with the earth spirit. You couldn't go anywhere else, as the earth spirit created you, and it knows its creation, so it'll be able to facilitate this energy for you, so you can live maybe on a planet where there's no other humans but you, maybe. Will it be lonely? Well, you're going to be, out of time. Well, that's the way to look at it, is that your body is going to be able to leave if you clean it out enough. Otherwise, it can't. So just being a good person, there's still stuff full of negativity and everything else, unfortunately. And you have to clean out your body. So naturally, if you're listening to the program and it's brand new to you and you go, well, how do you do that? Well, we have clearings on the website. But you need to go back further to the teachings of Jesus. And that's what he was doing. He was doing the emotional clearing for people. And then somewhere in the Bible, where, I don't know. I'm not a Bible person who studies the Bible. But somewhere it states something about you need to be innocent like a child. And I even think Michael Jackson possibly said that in one of his songs, or kind of inferred that, but that's what you need to be, is innocent. Now, so what does that mean? That means that you're not thinking. So babies don't think, and when they do start to think, then they're hooked up to the darkness energies of mind. So that's how you need to look at the whole situation here, is you need to clean out your body to get more spirit energy, because all of the thoughts that you have had, from your past is now contaminating your body, which is the reason why people don't have a long life. So hopefully that has helped you. So back to you.
Okay, and another question. Will there be any warning on Earth about ascension time?
No. Remember, the light doesn't live in time. So you're not going to be notified a day ahead, because the light doesn't know about time. So that makes it even stranger, because now you know that you need to prepare for it. But it could be, happening, anywhere along the line here, of the energies coming into the planet. So when it does happen, it's done. Instantly you're going to be either, you know, in the light or out of it. And hopefully you're not taken sideways to a dark side universe. This is what happened to you last time when Jesus came to do the ascension process. And the dark side took everybody sideways to a cloned, artificially created planet, a hologram, and then you came back again. And that's why you're here now, because that's what happened. You got switched sideways, and you didn't know the difference of light. If you would have been cleaned out enough, then the light would have saw you. But instead, because of the contamination and the DNA, you were just taken sideways, unfortunately, and that's what happened. So, back to you.
Okay, and another question. Some master teachers and practitioners of things like, I don't know, Zen and Tao and all have been said to have ascended mostly through meditation. Can you comment on that, Ron? Is that true?
Well, the dark side does do ascensions all the time. So, yeah, they could leave, but they're not going to light. So that's just the way it is. So that they probably did do the dark side ascension, much like everybody on the planet did, you know, 2,000 years ago. So back to you.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Ron. Great answers. Hopefully that person was listening. Okay, we have a listener who has a question. We talk a lot about things we clear on the natal barcode clearing and the alien keyword intercept, and we have a couple of questions actually tonight about the object and water clearings. But this is an interesting one, and this listener is asking for help from you or other listeners. How can you clear something you signed, like a petition, so you don't want any longer be associated with something you put your signature on? Can you timeline crash that, or do you have any other suggestions?
Well, since you physically sign it, that might be like an organization clearing. So you may want to do that to clear that away from you. There may be something there if you're connecting to people in that organization that could be dark side practitioner stuff, too. So there's all different ways to do that, but you need to get the energy off of it. So that could be in your natal chart, and you may even try the alien keyword intercept for that. And it just depends, you know, what do you have on your soul family? Is your soul family also involved with that? So, you know, there's all different ways to look at it. Just start clearing. Just start with a clearing and just see where it takes you. And then see where you're feeling afterwards. So, back to you.
Okay. And as far as the object clearing, this person, we were talking the other day about clearing things, especially things that had been previously owned. And then this listener wrote in to say new products may be created by robots, may have, you know, nanotechnologies and particles in them. So she's always object clearing, you know, and suggests we object clear new things as well, which I think is a great idea. And then she has a question. Do you suggest we object clear the picture that we put in front of the computer that takes our place when we're doing healings?
Yeah, you could do that and just have in your face in there. You know, your picture of you will clear it, and that's pretty good.
Right.
Whatever else you bring, you could bring that up and put it in there, too. I want to see how else I can answer that question.
Well, when we're doing healings and there's a picture, I don't know, if you've got your picture in front of your screen and you're running healings, isn't it going to be kind of clear?
Yeah,
I just put up a new one recently, But it's black and white, you know, which is not ideal, I know, but as soon as I started using it when I went out one day, when I came back, I was like, oh my goodness, that picture just looks so vibrant now.
Yes, and it will. That's very good.
Okay. Like it had a whole new energy, even just being a black and white that I copied from, you know, from a regular printer.
And it will go to you too. That same energy will come to you.
Great. okay. Back to our healings that are coming up, Ron. Someone asked if you would please explain the difference between the Sunday intensive body rejuvenation and the organ restoration call on Monday.
Well, the Monday call is a very special call. This is the third one. And this is where we concentrate on body organs. And I'll be having people select their own body organ that they're having difficulties with or something, because, you know, there's so many body organs and body systems, so you could clear a system or an organ. This one here puts a lot of light into what we're talking about, and it's a very focused session. What was the other one now, the other call that we have?
It's called, the Sunday 8-hour calls you call body rejuvenation.
Now, that one is getting rid of aliens out of you.
Right.
Those are alien-based entities, critters. And the other one is for your body itself, okay, working with your body organs. So they're both completely different. I'm sure that, you know, if we see aliens, you know, in like your liver, they'll be dealt with during that particular call on Monday, but mainly, you know, we're dealing with restoration of your body organs. That's what it's for. And the other call on Sundays, the 8-hour call, is to eliminate aliens that are living inside of you. Well, back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote in about the abduction clearing. I have been having amazing success with this clearing. It brings back your spirit from abductions. Question is, can it bring back all of your spirit? And then this person wants you to tell them how much spirit they have now, which I don't think you want to do that, Ron, but go ahead and respond to that.
That's really hard to do, because everybody in this lifetime probably only has 1% of their spirit from when they first came here. That might be even a high percentage. So remember, you should be glowing, and you should look invisible. That's how you should look as a light body. And so the bodies are dense because of the DNA and stuff in them. But regardless, your spirit does come into your body to energize it, even though the body is created from darkness of mind energy. So saying it differently, we're talking about a baby. A baby is not thinking, so they're going to be glowing. But once they start to think, then that glow leaves them. And then they're a human, for the aliens looking at it, there's another specimen to abduct and stuff, because they need to have that energy. I don't think the aliens can attach to babies that much as compared to maybe somebody who's older, because the light's too strong and the baby doesn't have a doorway in because they're not thinking. Remember, the aliens get you because you're thinking. And but you have always seen babies jump around and squirm and cry out an old thing and wiggle their hands, you know, and their feet, you know, trying to escape the aliens doing experimentations on them when you're holding them. So you know right away that they're under attack also. But probably they're under more of an attack, you know, after they start thinking. And maybe they kind of get used to it. Like most people could be under attack as every minute of the day, and you don't even know it because you have all this hardware attached to you and they're sucking your energy out. When you're first born, you don't have that attached to you. That's why the call that we did with the alien android malfunctioning hardware, different names that we used here, but that's basically it. People are kind of like amazed that they had a skeleton outside of their body, that they had all these hydraulic hoses and tubes, fiber optics, communication boxes. It could be underneath the simple word, it could be implants. So implants, you normally think of something that is like a piece of rice that's up your nose or something. And, you know, that gets taken away and you feel, you know, wonderful afterwards. But, no, that's just like nothing. You know, that's what they gave you to, pacify your thoughts that, oh, yeah, I don't have one of those pieces of rice in my nose, so I don't have any implants. Well, they got so much attached to it that it's not even funny. But getting back to the question about spirit energy, how much can you get? And you're probably on the alien attack page. That one's $30 a month. And, you know, you're selecting different locations, different types of clearings to do on it. And, yeah, that's very, very beneficial to bring back your spirit, which is what we do also on the eight-hour calls. In fact, all the calls, you do bring back some of your spirit, as you get a clearing, but on the eight-hour calls, it's probably much more intense because we're continuously working in different parts of your body. And the focus is on that call is to get rid of aliens that are living inside of you. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you. I just wanted to add that person may have been talking about the alien attack page, which everyone, you know, gets is very terrific, but there is also the abduction, I think it's barcode, or I have it written as abduction clearing. It's one of the four clearings you get when you purchase the Alien Freedom Bundle, which is $150, and you get four clearings that are unlimited for life. It's a wonderful clearing. So I'm not sure which clearing this person was actually referring to, but they're both great. And in the Alien Freedom Bundle, just so people are aware, it's the abduction clearing, the alien blood barcode, alien slime disconnection, and that includes skin misting water as one of its benefits, and then the alien web coat removal. So if anyone's interested in getting that Alien Freedom Bundle, it's a terrific one. Okay, let me go back to our emails here. Here's a really good question about the Monday healing call, Ron, the organ restoration call. How many healings, Ron, may I run several whole life unlimited clearings about my physical issue during the Monday organ restoration call?
Well, that's very interesting. Yeah, that might be a good thing to do. Maybe you're going into the call with... maybe you have something with your liver going on, and you go, well, yeah, hopefully, you know, we can cover the liver. Well, that's why I'll give you time if I don't mention liver. I'm sure that I will, but if I don't, then you're able to say that yourself because you want to get that your liver worked with. Well, then you say, well, gee, you know, what if my liver now has stored anxieties in it? Maybe I have something in there, you know, my emotions or... You know, I am an empathic. Maybe that's taking energy. So you really don't know what energetic body is, I'll use the word corded to, attached to your liver. So, yeah, you could put up your limited calls, the limited, clearings on that call. So, you know, what I would probably suggest doing is we're doing a bunch of these in general. Throughout, you know, time, but you know, you may have your own major condition going on. And so just put it up and put those clearings up and specify, like, your liver in that with those energetic bodies that you have purchased your unlimited clearings for. And you can put up as many as you like because it's all the same issue. I mentioned that before to people, but you may not want to do more than four only because... You know, this is going to be a very, intense call. And is your body going to be able to you know, handle and heal itself after the call. Because remember, your body may take time, you know, to have, you know, it has to get put back into balance again. That's what I'm trying to say. So, you know, you want to realize that the call will fix you to a certain degree, but from there, what are you, you know, what does your body have to do? Because your body is physical. So we take away the energetic stuff away from you, and then your body can do some healing. But you do have to remember, what is your body going to be doing to help itself out? So that's the main thing. And just know that some people take a little longer to do healing. Maybe your body might go, man, I'm going to have a, I won't say a healing crisis, but, you know, I have all this energy coming into it, and I'm going to take a day off, you know? And so you don't want to put too much up, because you don't want to, you know, become dysfunctional the next day, unless you have, you know, time off from work or something. So you always have to keep that in mind, that the clearings are done perfectly, but what's next? Your body needs to integrate this energy and bring it back into wholeness. So you may want to take a shower maybe during the call, or take maybe even a nice bath. You know, everybody has different ways to, you know, cleanse themselves. You know, some people like to take an Epsom salt bath or something, but, you know, you may want to do that, you know, after the call, so you can feel much better afterwards and get rid of that energy that's stuck in you. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I just want to announce again that if you have a receipt for the healings, a personal question or message for Ron, or you're going to be absentee on Saturday's call, those emails need to go to creationlightship@yahoo.com. That goes direct. That's Ron's email. CLS questions is for things for the radio show. And someone is asking, Ron, are you going to be recording these calls? And I know you've already answered that no. The calls are only live, right?
Yes, you're right. The energy comes in the moment. And after the next moment, the energy is gone. So we work on the energies moment by moment. So recording the call is not going to, you know, have made it available to people who were not listening. It wouldn't do any good. The only reason why BBS is working with the healings is that I'm allowing it to work three times, and we're not doing healings throughout the whole program. And so after that, you know, the healings will not work, you know, ever again for you. So saying it differently, let's just say that you listened to one of the calls, we'll just say 6 months ago, and we did an emotional clearing for something. You go, wow, that's really great. I'm here in the archive, and that's my issue. Well, that will work for you that one time. And then it'll work two other times for that same issue. So, you know, if you got some relief and you say, man, I'm going to call my friend Judy here because she has that issue, and so does Fred and so does Tom. I'll have them come to my house. Well, then when you play that particular program, now you're in the second time, and they're in it for the first time. So you have one more time to have a clearing to show you that it actually works, to validate that the clearings work. Now, the fourth time you listen to it, it'll just be peace energy coming to you. It won't do any clearing whatsoever. Well, that's the reason why I have it work three times for people. Mainly because you can tell your friends about what we're doing. So, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I don't think I asked you if we need to have aliens cleared out on this show tonight. Do we have any aliens listening that maybe want to go to the light?
Yeah, they're always around, so let's go. So here we go. We've seen some aliens, so one, I have to count to 100. Oh, boy. Ugh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So there we go. Alrighty, so hopefully they left you, and that would be great. And maybe they were bothering you, and they're no longer in your space. So back to you.
Okay. We have a question about tandem timelines. Isn't this a dual or tandem line where a person may take good energy from you and give you a strange or unsettled feeling in return on another timeline?
No. The tandem ones are where the aliens get you. And that's where they experiment with you. So that would not be a tangent one. But you could be on timelines with somebody else, naturally. And the aliens like you on that timeline. And they could create another timeline with a similar issue. So that's the way that works. But as far as a tangent one, no. A tangent one is where they take you and they experiment with you quite a bit. You know, test tube babies, et cetera, and or where they, you know, put a different body part on you. You're strapped to a table. Maybe they take your arm off, and they want to put a wing in place of you. You know, and now you got an arm on one side and a wing on the other, or they put duck feet on you, or all these different things. And you know, we've seen that through the different on YouTube. They have some pretty strange looking animals, which maybe escaped and stuff. You know, that people see. Then you also, you know about, you know, in our past history on this planet here, you know, people experimenting with humans and other life forms, making something out of something different. So that's, you know, like Atlantis. So that's what's happening. And so those are basically the tangent timelines. So back to you.
Okay, and speaking of aliens, someone has a question here. Please let me know if any of the aliens have amino acid protein in them.
I don't know on that.
Okay. All righty. Let me go back. Someone wrote in about the now timeline. As you have suggested we do, Ron, I know most of our listeners always say, I command my body and spirit to be on the CLS now timeline of light. And I always add, and that any and all other timelines are crashed immediately. Just hoping.
That's good, yeah.
Hoping it gets rid of a few of them at least. So someone wrote in, since I started using Ron's command, I have had a huge miracle, found money I never knew existed. Perfect having it in the now and at the right time.
Great.
Yeah. That's wonderful news. We're very happy to hear that.
Maybe the money timeline caught up or something, you know? But
right.
Now timeline, you want to do your manifestations. Yeah, and that also brings forth information, you know, like you have an off day, not doing very well, you're not thinking, you know, too clearly, and you have to do tasks that takes a little more mental faculties, we'll say. So you can, because you are being copied and cloned every 10 minutes, so ask for a more intelligent clone to come in. That's what a lot of people do, and they have great success with that. Ask for a smarter clone.
Right.
That may sound kind of, remember, you're, you know, that this is what they're doing to you, so, you know, why not get one that's going to benefit you? But they don't care, because maybe they'll get more energy from you with a smarter clone. Back to you.
Okay. Question, can I use the special clearing to clear brainwashing?
No.
Okay.
The special one is mainly designed or a special clearing where you have a physical problem. So I would say no. If you don't have a physical problem, you know, then, you know, that's not listed on the website. I put that up for somebody, maybe you break your arm or something, or you have a situation, and you don't know what else to do, so you go on there and you put that in there and you run the special clearing. That's what it's for. So trying to use it, you know, if you're trying to use it as a fix-all of everything with you, no, it doesn't work that way. It's only for typical, you know, physical problems that you're dealing with. Something that is not on the website. And along with that, then you may want to do the other one, which is the one for generic generational clearing, if you want to go back further. Remember, all your issues that you're dealing with is from your past lives of your ancestors and or yourself. But mainly, you know, what it is your DNA. Your DNA is corrupted. That's the whole reason why you do clearings, to get rid of that DNA corruption in you that's sabotaging you and everything else in your life, because it's corrupted. It's full of darkness. That's why you do whole lifetime clearings. So you're not going to ever get away from any of this unless you do a clearing, because it's always with you. And the timeline crashing is only a Band-Aid when something happens to you or a situation is going on, so you can use that clearing to help facilitate, you know, a change in your reality, but find out what energetic body is contaminated and corrupted. And, you know, I'm not saying that the timeline crashings don't work or that they're not a really powerful clearing, because they definitely are. People have timeline crashed, you know, awful events coming to their town, you know, bad weather patterns and stuff, and it does that along with a gray sky clearing. So that's the whole process. If you do something that's happening in your town, going on, and you go, uh-oh, I don't know what to do, then do some timeline crashing on it. So what's happening is, you know, typically people watch the news, so if you look, turn the news on, and in your hometown, all of a sudden they go, oh man, there's this big storm coming, you know, 150 mile an hour wind is going to be here in one day. Everybody's going to be seeing that, hearing it. They'll probably be in the newspaper, and they're all bringing in that timeline. Doesn't matter if it's real or not. They could have just said, we're going to try this joke on everybody. We'll just mention this here. Like Chicken Little, the sky is falling, you know? And so everybody will believe in what they're hearing, and now they're bringing in that timeline to maybe your area, to your house, along with their house. So when you do a timeline crash, that is going to help you eliminate this possibility. Everything's a possibility out there to happen to you. So now you're empowered to go, you know, I got, you know, 500 neighbors all around me in this mile radius or something, and they're all believing all this crud, and I don't want to be on their timeline. So you do the timeline crashing for you. You don't necessarily need to put in your town, because that's going to be pretty strong as far as trying to eliminate all these people's thoughts that are connected to you. How many people live in your town? You know, you may have 20,000 people who's hearing the news. All you're worried about is yourself. So, remember, you want to be selfish. You want to just clear yourself out. Don't clear out anybody else. Let them get on the website and do their own clearing. So, put on there that there's going to be a storm coming with 150 mile an hour winds. And they probably told you when it's going to be. You can put that in there, like tomorrow. And start your timeline crashing and hit it, you know, and put maybe more windows up. And you may just find that maybe, you know, your house is the only house standing after the 150 mile an hour winds. Why? Because you're not on that timeline. Everybody else believed it, and they took it as truth. Even if it was just the fabrication of just somebody playing a joke, they can bring in that energy to you. Because the aliens, you go, everybody's going to be freaked out here. Let's bring the wind in. That's the way it works. You want to only do the clearings for yourself to have the maximum benefit for you. Don't worry about anybody else. Let them do their own clearings. If they don't do them, then that's their own problem and situation, because they just don't know or don't believe or whatever else is going on. So, you know, the whole thing is just to do the clearings for you. So back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. Thank you so much. Someone sent in a question about pictures. Do we have to have a current picture, or can we use an old one?
Well, personally, why would you want to put an old picture up, which is contaminated, okay? So put one up of your current self in front of it. You know, people can take a picture very easily with their cell phone. Or maybe one of your friends have a cell phone, and then you can send it to an email. They can print it out. So there's no reason to put an old picture of you up. Plus the old picture of you will have old issues. You want to clear your current issues. You know, so I would put a current picture of you up, at least, you know, one that's fairly recent, within a year or two. Well, I just don't understand why you'd want to have an old picture, you know? Anyway, back to you.
Okay. Someone is asking about a question about the magnetic and twisted body alignment, and I had actually the same question, so I figured this out. Now, well, they're asking me on what show did we discuss this. I do not remember that. It was a couple of weeks ago. But on the magnetic and twisted body alignment, you can clear all 108 bodies. It's a fabulous clearing. But the way it's set up is it takes 5 minutes for each 108 bodies. So Ron made the suggestion that we could do 10 bodies at a time. And the way to do this is to put in your name and then say, clear 10 magnetic and twisted bodies, or clear bodies 1 through 10, and then put it on for 50 minutes. So it's still 5 minutes per body. Clear them all consecutively, similarly to how we do the timeline crashes, and then go to 11 to 21, I guess, do the next ones in 10 increments, taking 50 minutes each, and it'll go much faster that way. I think that's what you meant, right, Ron? We shouldn't, did you mean we could do it in 5 minutes, like 10 in 5 minutes?
Yeah, that is correct, uh-huh.
Oh, okay, so we can actually speed it up a lot more. Okay, got it. Got it. Okay, thank you, listener, for that question.
If you do that, take note of how your body's feeling. Because you might have a rock and roll situation going, which means you want to do it over again, and maybe more than one time. So if you do it and you feel, well, this doesn't feel too good to me, I don't feel, good or something, or maybe you have a body reaction and you upchuck or something. And you go, wow, what's happening here? Well, you got rid of something. Well, run that part over again. Mm-hmm. Remember, you don't know what your body's going to do. That's what we talk about all the time. You don't know how contaminated your body is. So you're getting rid of contaminations. And if it's a physical contamination, then, you may have to get rid of it physically. You know, there's times that I'll be feeling, I'm having a normal day, whatever that would be. And then all of a sudden, I go, man, I feel kind of sick. And, I didn't do anything to feel sick. But somebody on the website is, maybe dealing with some kind of illness. And then I'll have to go up and throw up, normally what I have is people who have something wrong with their lungs. And I'll be all of a sudden just throwing up like bile. But just like clear fluid out of my lungs. And I mean, because it has to run through me to clear you. So, I'm not getting stomach acid, but I am getting stuff out of the lungs, which is very strange to throw up liquid. I don't know if anybody's ever had that experience, but it's just very, very strange. It'd be almost as if you were drowning, and you had to spit up water, like you see on TV when people drown, and they're, trying to get them to breathe, and they're pushing on their chest, and all of a sudden you see the water come out of their mouth, Well, that's sort of what happens. But anyway, just thought I'd just mention that. You don't know what your body is going to be going through during a clearing. Typically, most of the time, 95%, no problem whatsoever. But, you know, if you do too much, you got something that's going on with you, and you know about it, then by all means, you know, take note of that and see how you're doing. So back to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you explain, Ron, what the symbol of the insignia, rather, of Creation Lightship is? The kind of cross-shaped with the wings over the pole. Someone's asking about that. If the symbology is important or what it means.
Well, that symbol is on the uniform of the doctors. Oh, it's above your, it's on your pocket. You have a pocket that you can put stuff in, just like you have here. And it's also above your wrist on the top side on your lab coats. So it just shows, in a sense, source energy going into the earth. And there's probably more to it than that, but that's kind of basically what it is. So back to you.
Okay. Let me see here. Are there any sample healings we need, Ron, for tonight? Anything you can see as a group with that we might need to have clear that we could do?
Well, I'll just create one. I'll do one for confusion.
Okay.
So here we go. And this could also relate to mind looping. So here we go, confusion energy, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. And if you're on the call tomorrow, it'd be nice to have you send in testimonials on what you experienced, so we can share that with people on tomorrow's VBS program. So there's a lot of neat things that happen. The nice thing about the testimonials is that you could have had that experience that somebody else had, but maybe you were too much in the moment and you forgot about it or something. Or you're wondering, gee, I had this problem and it went away, and I don't know what part of the clearing, you know, during the time that we're on the call, where it got, you know, worked on or whatever. Because some people fall asleep. So a testimonial is very good, saying, yeah, we did this clearing and I feel better. I'll try to put on energetic braces tomorrow. I'll just need a prompting on that. So we could probably mention that. We'll break, you know, an hour into the call. Cause we always break every hour because we need to get the body to walk around for 10 minutes to integrate the clearing, and that helps move stuck energy out of you. And or maybe you had a problem with your back, maybe your vertebrae are out of adjustment or something, and when you walk and stretch and twist and bend over, you know, you do feel better, and you might hear a lot of pop, tap, cackle, pops. That's the main thing that almost everybody feels, especially when you do the emotional clearing. You know, if you do the emotional clearing, you know, pause it every 10 years and get up and walk around. You're going to be amazed at how much better your body is, because your emotional clearing is the main one that will start loosening the muscles up in your body. So you could have a headache or, you know, one of your vertebrae out of alignment for, you know, 40 years. Do that clearing and all of a sudden your body goes, it's fixed. We got rid of that intense energy causing problems, and now all of a sudden the bone pops back into place and your backache goes away, and you go, wow, what happened here, you know? Well, that's what happens. Back to you, Ann.
So just to clarify this now, starting now and through the weekend and the Monday call, let's say, you know, you have a problem with X body part, so you could do, let's say, your emotional, mental, fear, even the entity, whole life entity clearing, and I can't think of another one off the top of my head, anxiety, let's say. You have all those whole life clearings. You could put them on and say, remove this energy from my body part.
That is correct, uh-huh.
And that will sort of amp up, so whatever energetic is going along with the physical issue that you'll clear on the Monday call will really get more thoroughly cleared out.
Yes, uh-huh, that is correct.
Okay. So someone says that they know, and you've talked about this before, when they listen to recordings of you, they often hear things differently than how you're saying them. Is there a way to get rid of these? They're like subliminal messages.
Well, you're probably getting the mind looping and or the implants that you have. They're going off so that you're selectively hearing something or not hearing something. Because you remember, we're taking away programs from you. So all the clearings that we do, we're really eliminating programs out of your DNA. And they may not want you to lose that program. They may have you hear something a little different than what I'm saying. So some people like to, if they hear something, they'll try to write it down so they can remember it. And the programs normally put you into the present moment, so you may want to jot down your notes. And if you are confused about something, you know, and you heard it and you didn't quite understand it, but you heard it again, maybe you heard it six times, and you go to another archive and it kind of finds something that supports what you heard the first time, you just don't get it, then, you know, mention that show, you know, when you send something to CLS Questions at Yahoo. Maybe, you know, you're on the December 24th show. We did quite a few shows on December 24th that I can remember. We don't lose any customers. I won't say customers, but people. Our New Year's and Thanksgiving and Christmas shows all have the same amount of people listening. And so with BBS, they're kind of surprised because maybe not any longer, but normally, you know, some shows have like, you know, four or five people listening, and we have much more than that, which is consistent to what we have. So, you know, you might hear something and say, hey, I heard this here on this particular show, and I just don't understand it, but this is what I think you said, and can you reference this over again so I can get a better understanding of it? I need some more clarity. And, you know, I'd be happy to do that. So, you know, everybody has, sometimes they have a question that they don't understand. So just, you know, come on and you know, say what show it was on so we can reference that in our program so people can listen to that show also. So back to you.
Okay. Question about the Alien Freedom Bundle. I just wanted to clarify that the Alien Freedom Bundle is unlimited. I have purchased it in the past, and it says single use. I think the reason for that is that some of them, there are four clearings there, and some of them were single use, and the page didn't get changed. But Ron created a new bundle, and they're definitely for, you know, unlimited.
And that bundle will be used for the body blueprint clearing, which I'll be probably about a month away. I think I'll be talking about that. I'm still working with it a little bit. So, but about a month away, we'll probably have it dialed in.
Right.
So that's the ones that you need to have. And also, you need to have the skin auric field clearing.
Right.
I believe that one's $100. That's a wonderful one also. There's a few other prerequisites which you should already typically have under your belt anyway. But remember, you need to clean yourself out enough so that when you do this, long clearing, which could take you maybe 3 months to do, okay? That's working on it maybe every other day or something like that. So it's not going to be an easy clearing, you know, where you just do it one time and it's done and over with. You're working on different things, and you're finding out your major issues and correcting them. And that's kind of how it works. But, you know, you need to have enough stuff cleared out of you so that you're able to go into the that special clearing to bring yourself more into wholeness. That's the body blueprint. I don't know if it's rejuvenation or something. But anyway, that's what the clearing is. But you need to do those two bundles for sure, plus other ones too, which you should normally already have. And by all means, you know, like the dark side practitioner clearing and or the curse of sexist spell. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, well, we're very near the end of our show, so just a quick reminder that tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time, it's the Heart Knot and Brain Clearing Healing Call. It costs $20. A couple of people, Ron, mentioned that they paid on the website and got an automatic return phone number with a PIN number. So I guess maybe the webmaster was able to put that in there. So those are correct, too, right? In other words, they're nervous because you're saying you didn't send it out yet, but they already got one.
they just got, that is correct. That got put up a couple days ago, I believe.
Oh, okay. So either way that you paid and, you know, whether you sent in your money already or you sent your receipt rather to Ron or you paid through the website and got the number, that's both will be correct. And we'll see you all on the call tomorrow, and we'd love to have a testimonial just letting us know what you experienced and how you felt for the show tomorrow. And there's a show tomorrow at 7 p.m. again, BBS. It'll be Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, so try to be on the call live if you can. And thank you for tonight, Ron. I'll say goodbye.
Hey, so mind a heart drop, everybody. Here we go. You can say this along with me. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And now we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy movement of your thoughts to your hearts. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, co-host. And thank you, ladies behind the scene. And thank you, listeners. We'll see you later. Hopefully tomorrow. Bye, everybody.